You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Taxes.
When are taxes due?
Tomorrow. I actually have
no taxes due tomorrow.
Late. It's too late.
If you're listening to this and you heard us say taxes due tomorrow.
Wait, did you say it's due on Sunday? How does that even work?
It's due tomorrow. Today is Sunday.
Today's Sunday?
Today's Sunday. Today's Tomorrow's Sunday. Monday.
Wow. Okay. I guess
there you go.
Monday. Your shit's all messed up.
Yeah, man. It is.
welcome to today's very special episode of the podcast.
There's an earthquake.
I know.
You ever seen like those GIFs of like a motion stabilized Star Trek? Where it's like, because like the ship gets hit, and they all have to go, whoa, and the camera shakes, but then when you motion stabilize, you can just see like, that everything is still in there, just the ones that are going like this.
I feel like there's a couple things we could talk about today. I don't know. I feel like we should talk about the our AI music.
Oh, yeah. You showed that to us, at least I saw it for the first time on... What day is it? Fuck.
I don't even
Sunday.
Know.
So like, what was it? Thursday? I think it was Thursday.
Maybe, yeah.
And then I signed up for it like the next day. And then I spent like 2 hours just making AI songs. I paid for it.
Yeah.
I bought the thing for $10 a month.
Yeah. No, you bought the whole year now, or did you pay for month to month?
I'm just doing month to month because I was like, I don't know how long I want to do this for.
It's
bad. It's kind of addicting.
I stumbled across, it's so stupid because it's like the internet fed it to you. You don't find things, it finds you.
Yeah.
The AI reached out with its tentacles and grabbed you. It wants that subscription fee.
I have never spent $100 faster in my life. Like when when all the AI image generation came out, or even ChatGPT, you're like, yeah, sure, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. The AI music tools are the only thing I can describe them. The only way I can describe them is that the music industry is so fucked.
Yeah. We solved music. Yeah. Music's over. We solved it. It was like one of the equations that you can just solve and it's done now.
I am so blown away at how good the AI music generation is. Because I had never seen AI music generation. I'd not seen anything.
Nope, I've never seen it before.
And it's like...
It came out of nowhere, like perfect.
It's like perfect. It's like actually perfect. Mm-hmm. Like it is...
It's not like it came up in stages, like the first DALL-E or something like that. It was just like, boom, here it is, the perfect thing.
Yeah, it was like there was a post on Reddit and it was, I can't remember which song it was. It was like someone had made this like 1950s style, like a lost record. There are two of them. I can't remember which one I saw first. I think it might have been like I glued my balls to my asshole.
Classic.
And so it's like this man, or this, I should say this computer, singing about how he accidentally grabbed the wrong thing and now his balls are glued to his asshole.
It's genius. It's brilliant. No human would have had the courage to sing that song.
Like, actually, though, like, I feel the how good it is right now, like, the most value you can make is almost like parodies of music itself. It's not like parody songs. Mm-hmm. It's like making fun of music in general by making the computer... sing the most horrendous shit you could ever possibly make it sing.
We all have commercial licenses, right? We're all paying for it. So could we?
It's completely like, so if you pay for the service,
You
don't even want to say what it is. No free advertisement, you bastards. Okay. You get like full rights to use whatever songs you want. There's one rule. Like the first thing you do when you log into the account, it's like the terms of service, whatever. It's like, you cannot, and they'll probably ban you or block you. Use artist names.
Right. I didn't read that. I just agreed to everything. And then one of the first things I did, I tried to do something in the style of Taylor Swift.
And I got mad.
Yeah, I just said it couldn't do it. It didn't ban me, which I'm glad for, because I guess, like, I don't know, you just accidentally put it, but I was like in the style of Taylor Swift and it did not do that.
Do you know what that means? Do you know what it means?
It can do it.
It means it can absolutely do it.
Yeah.
If you say, I want a Taylor Swift song about sticking a cactus in my eye, it will give it to you.
The other thing it doesn't let you do is, it doesn't specifically forbid you, which is really funny. It just like warns you that when you do the, like, you can put in your own lyrics. Yeah. And it says, like by clicking this, you certify that these lyrics are either written by you generated by an AI and not existing lyrics from other songs. Because it's like, you could just backwards extrapolate, like, songs based off of, like, you could make, like oh, this is, like, if the Beatles did it in this style. But they, like, don't want you to do it. But they also, I don't think, have any way of actually checking against that.
We use Epidemic Sound for a lot of music. Like, we pay for that. And that's just, like, I don't know how to describe. I feel bad saying this, but, like, Epidemic Sound is probably where somebody who's, like, not successful in the music industry, you could, you know, make music and put it there. Right. It gets used in videos. It gets used
elevators.
Over again. Elevators, whatever.
There's good.
There's
some good stuff in there.
There's some good stuff in there. I think that if you're going to school right now for music... Sorry, if you're getting in debt right now for music, stop. Drop out. If you're going to school for free and you're not getting any debt, maybe that's fine. But holy shit, do not spend money on a music education. Dear God, I think.
But what if you like get really good at, I don't know, music theory? You could be like an AI consultant or something, right?
You could be a prompt engineer.
Yeah, prompt engineer.
Music prompt.
Because like the one problem I have with that website is like I don't know how to describe music well enough to get the song that I exactly want.
Do you know what you can do?
What?
Go to ChatGPT and ask it to describe the style of Katy Perry or Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Feed that back into the other service.
And then I think you can probably like claw your way to getting almost identical.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I even put in like lo-fi Japanese like city pop. Mm-hmm. And you know the bizarre thing was the voice that sings the song because it's still in English.
Yes.
It'll have like an accent. Like it sounds
it'll
like
have
a Japanese
singer, like intonation.
Like makes
it's crazy.
I was like, oh, I didn't even think about it, but that makes it sound really authentic.
Like it sounded like it was in a different language at first and my brain couldn't like figure it out. And then I'm like, I tried harder and I could hear the actual words.
So I definitely am using one of those in my next video.
Yeah.
It's
humanity's
like
cooked.
A short segment, but it's like it sounds Japanese. It's like exactly what I wanted, and it's just
we're cooked, bro.
Well, like not YouTube cooked. YouTube videos are will never
we're
be
so
AI
cooked.
Generated. You couldn't,
dude.
Do that.
We went over this like a couple podcasts ago.
No, we're now, safe. No one can do what
I
we
found.
Do.
I found the cat, the bloody nose cat
Where?
Short.
Oh yeah,
how?
It was very difficult because searching on shorts is hard.
How many
hours?
I
think I was just clicking the wrong buttons.
How many hours did that take you to try and
maybe
find a stupid
like
cat?
1 hour? But do you know what I found along the way?
It's 60
what?
Shorts.
Like a billion of the exact same thing. It's just, it's like there is a thing about like orange cats, ginger cats, they say.
Yeah.
Ginger cats. Like shorts, and it's like the same thing over and over again. It's ChatGPT. It's a slideshow that tells a story. I found some of the most heinous shit I've ever seen that feels like it's targeted towards kids. Like there is one straight up. So last time I was
who
talking
else would
about
watch
it,
those? I mean, it's like it's brain dead
it's
simple.
It literally has to be kids. It has to be kids.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It has to be kids.
Has to be kids or like I don't know.
It
old,
was
old grandmas or something.
But yeah,
my grandma would like probably Facebook. Like some
grandmas
of that.
On YouTube shorts.
Why is there's like the bell curve is like kids and then old people. Like it's almost like the sort of the brain of a child merges with the brain of an old person. Like there's like you get smarter and then you get dumber as you get older. We're still in the smart phase.
Yeah, I haven't peaked yet. Oh, I'm getting smarter every
day.
Every smarter every day. Getting dumber every day.
So what I was thinking last time, I was like, because I never watched it and I was talking about it. So I did now. I have watched it.
Uh-huh. What's it about?
The bloody nose. There's no narration or dialogue or anything. It's just a slideshow.
There's music. It's just a
there's
cat going,
music.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
It's really bad. That's music, it. Too. And I was thinking, wow, you know what? You could really spice this up. With AI generated music. And you know what? You in the next month you're gonna see this.
You're so right. You're right. I didn't even think of that. They're gonna be like
is
automatically merged.
AI generated where the music could be AI generated, the images could be AI generated, the script could be AI generated, like the entire thing could be AI generated.
We 100% are like at the point where the content for people who are stupid is perfect.
Yeah.
Children and old people.
Yeah. Like the Facebook images that are AI generated where it's like I just saw one where it had like a million likes and it was a picture of like It looked like you know, a really old guy and this little child, and they were like begging in the streets of India.
Yeah.
And the kid is holding up a sign that says, "Today is my birthday. Please leave a like." But it's like misspelled because it's AI generated words, and they're always fucked up. And it got a million likes on Facebook.
Dude, we're cooked, bro.
And you know, done. Like the ginger cat thing, I think all of the stories that it tells are news stories too. Like there was one about
the bloody nose one was that one.
A kid who had to gain who had to gain a bunch of weight to save his dad who had cancer because he needed like an organ transplant or something. And like I typed that in and it like pulled up a news story. So I think it's literally all automated by like finding news stories, like typing in ChatGPT or whatever, make me a bunch of images and then posting it
to
YouTube.
Why even do real news? We should just AI generate news now. Why do we even need real news?
I think that's happening.
Yeah, it might just AI be easier. News.
I mean, like saying that it's my birthday, give me a like, that's kind of news.
I guess that is
not newsworthy, but
it's news.
It's
news.
It spreads on Facebook like it's real news.
I can't wait for it. Like, we should just invent celebrities and then have them die and then have articles about it.
Oh my God,
Felix MacGuffin just died today at the age of 76. He was in Star Trek 17.
He slammed his dick in a toilet seat and he got a staph infection from the resulting injury, and then he didn't go to the hospital and died a horrific penis-based death.
Oh man, that's too bad. I really like that
half
actor.
A billion likes on Facebook. With a bunch of weird stories of people like reliving some childhood experience that's not even remotely similar.
Or a bunch of comments like gaslighting everybody else, like, "Oh man, he was my favorite actor."
We write AI chatbots.
Chatbots. I mean, you could just make an entirely new reality that's entirely run by AI, and it's got chatbots. Like that, you could basically just make a fake version of Reddit.
Yeah.
That just operates like Reddit.
I think that is Reddit. Yeah.
Oh fuck! Oh,
I was gonna say you're implying something that's not true.
Oh God.
I think that if anybody listening to this is good at software, you can make a quick buck right now. 100%. Go and generate content for kids on YouTube. Yeah. I don't know exactly the monetization pipeline. I'm sure you could probably just run ads on it. Go to ChatGPT, ask for children's stories. Tell it to then take each of those 10 children's stories and write out a short script with a description of an image, like 10 images or something.
10-15 images.
Then have an AI music service generate you a song that's like relevant to like the core parts of the image.
Yeah. And the story could even just be the song. Like it could just be.
Lyrics pop up on screen screen too.
If you can write a software pipeline to generate content that is passable as like videos for kids that can get, you know, hundreds of thousands of views, that ginger cat with the bloody knows that is the story of having to gain weight for the surgical procedure to save his dad. Oh. Has 52 million views.
Why does that cat have a bloody nose?
I don't remember.
Just it doesn't matter.
You can
it
actually make money
matter.
Right now, and I think if you don't capitalize on this and you're good at software, you're a moron.
Why aren't we doing that?
Because we're bad at software.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Like it's in. I feel like the only thing that will maybe uncook us is just saturating the platform with so much shit they have to deal with it.
But like what possibly could like deal with it? Like how? Like what could they possibly do? Because you can't
do. That's the problem they're having right now is like, how do you differentiate like this kind of content
from
like.
There's no filter. Real, like there's those services that'll be like, oh, they'll like check papers to see if students use ChatGPT. And they're like, it doesn't work. Like you can't actually detect.
You know
it.
What I want to do?
What?
Like if I think that this is like my most cooked theory is. A lot of times when you explain stuff to people, you have to have like a very obvious conclusion or proof to like prove you're right, to convince them, right? Like if you say, your dog bit me, and they're like, no, it wasn't, it was someone else's dog, and then you're like, I have video of your dog biting me, everyone's like, this evidence is like obvious and proves that your dog bit me.
Yeah.
How do you prove that Coca-Cola is producing these ginger cat videos and they're introducing a color scheme that makes kids appealed, like they see a Coke bottle and it brings them some weird deep seated brain
like there's always like just
child.
Like maybe a Coke bottle or in the background
maybe
some
not,
of them,
maybe
you
it's
know?
Maybe it's more complicated maybe like the framing is like it's like kind of brown towards the top, brown towards the bottom, and like reddish
and
in
like
the
like our like shaped like a bottle,
so like the theme and the sort of
like
the tone
like
the of
sexy
the video feels
cats.
Like a Coke bottle subconsciously.
Yeah,
how do you prove that to somebody? We're cooked, bro. Somebody, this is like already happening. Like this is gonna get worse and worse. Where like content, the shit that's making content is so much not even smarter than us, but it's so much better at manipulating us than we are. Even like to understand we're being manipulated.
The cat has like brown legs and then like a white upper body, and its head is on fire, and it looks like a cigarette, and it just makes you want to smoke.
All I want to do is stick that cat in my mouth and suck and blow,
and then repeat.
I'm just saying that we could probably prime kids to like be comforted by our YouTube channels. by making weird shorts that somehow include us. I'm not smart enough to do this.
It makes me wish that just advertising, we should just not have advertising. Everyone who is born in the US should just be automatically opted in into a subscription service where they get every product in the mail for their costs, their whatever the money they make, it all just goes into this.
Straight into products.
Yeah, it should just turn straight into products that are delivered to their homes. And then we wouldn't have this problem.
You have to advertise to like one person. There's like only one person you can advertise to, and whatever they buy, everybody gets.
But like the president, the president. The president. The president
I decide everybody gets one of these. Everybody gets a finger massager.
Oh, yes! Finally! Oh. I would run on that platform. I'd run on that platform and you'd get some votes.
Are we cooked?
We're getting there. I don't know. It's almost happening like these steps, these sort of like leaps or bounds or what, I don't know. It's like it feels like we are, but it's taken a while to get to. So you almost, I don't know, like a frog being boiled in water or whatever. Like I think one day we'll realize like, oh, that was it.
It's too late. At that.
Yeah. I think the music part, that's it.
I think
you think the music is it?
It's like you show AI is like the images are cool, right? Like you can kind of scroll through a couple images and you're like, okay, whatever. Like you're over it really quickly. But the music like tickles some part of your brain, like the lizard brain. I don't know what it is, but it's just like so much more real and it like brings you so much more like happiness.
So there's still no like you wouldn't be able to do a live performance yet with AI. And like at least
dude,
like,
yes, you could.
Oh my god, absolutely. You totally
live performance?
100%.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like gorilla style or like Tupac style, where there's like a hologram?
Everything, like it is so close. Like the fact that any virtual performances have been done at all, combined with making the music automatically, means that like in the next like couple years,
we could just take a bunch of songs and then perform them on stage, and it's like we're a band now.
Yeah, lip sync it.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing that I don't think AI could do. I'm trying here. I don't think the thing that AI could do
boy,
is
boy,
like...
Boy, 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 boy.
The stuff that we do...
Bussy, money, weed.
You couldn't bussy, AI generate everywhere. A lot of the stuff that we do because, like, we do stuff where it's experiments that you don't know the results. So an AI can't generate the result of some of the stuff that we do if we're trying to, like, if we build something and it's new.
But what if AI generates content that's more intriguing and clickable than what we do?
Than building cool stuff.
Like orange cats.
Like orange
ginger
cats.
Ginger cats.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, I guess we'd be caught.
In swimsuits at the beach.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
Or like coming up with, I don't know, recipes. For like recipes are really bad. Like AI generated recipes because it has no like...
The next step is to introduce 4 liters of
Coca-Cola cigarettes.
Starting fluid.
Smoke 14 cigarettes. Sprinkle the ash on top of your lasagna. Lasagna. Lasagna.
Should we do a like a boy band performance at Open Sauce? I think that'd be kind of cool.
I think that would be pretty funny because we like choreograph. Not only could we do it, but it would be way better than it. Like I, no joke, the AI music generation gives you 5 to 10 years of music experience.
Just instantly.
Instantly.
But then what about the dancing? We have to actually choreograph.
You just have enough flashing lights where they can't tell. They just see like flashes of you in certain poses and it's cool.
Just have a strobe.
Enough
have to
smoke.
Hit our marks every couple of seconds.
Yeah.
The fog machines, there's like 10 of them on full tilt. You can just see like shadows and
the fog machine's doing a lot of work.
It's actually doing all the work.
Yeah.
I feel like it feels so wrong to use it. Like I think that all the songs that I've done, it's been you give it a prompt and then I like will go in there and spend like 40 minutes like changing the lyrics, like rewriting it, regenerating it until you get something. Like it's, you just keep rendering it and changing lyrics until you get something you're happy with. Mm-hmm. It's like the most kind of cursed iterative process ever, and it's all been like really stupid shit. Mm-hmm. And then one of them I just wrote out completely by hand. So there's one that I made that
you're a songwriter now.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I understand how to write music more. It feels like you can write a song with a general idea of what you want it to be, and then you give it to an artist who then like brings it into reality.
Yeah. Mm.
And that is a very, very, very fun experience. And it feels incredibly wrong for it to be done this way. But I don't know. What am I like? I don't really want to use it or post it anywhere because it feels like
you're not
going to
put it in your videos.
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I'm going to put some of that music in my videos.
It feels like, I don't know. It feels like
you're stealing jobs for somebody, or it's like, what was that data trained on?
No, I'm just kidding. I do feel a little bit like that. Like, it feels like I'm like someone's giving me a shovel to dig my own grave.
Yeah, I might be saying something different if they were making YouTube videos, like, automatically, you know?
I
like if they could just do what I'm doing.
You mean when?
Yeah, but if like when? If they could automatically make a YouTube video that's better than anything you could make, I would just rather not make videos. You know what I mean? Like
if YouTube can make
a video.
I mean,
if I could just monetize an AI version of myself to make YouTube videos.
They don't want YouTube videos of AI, you Kevin. You know what they want.
As long as I'm getting paid, I don't care.
As Kevin, long as I'm submissive and breedable scientist Kohler.
I agree with Kevin though. Whatever, if I get money from it, you do whatever.
Yeah. Like how much I care like goes down with how much money I get.
If any of you ever make any deep fake porn of me and don't give me some of the money, I'm gonna be pissed.
Just some of it though. 10%?
Also make 10%. Sure that I have a huge wiener.
Make sure I'm cheeked up.
I always wanted to know what that looks like. I don't know. I just feel like it feels like kind of uncreative. Like it feels like, you know, if you're buying, you know, a license to use music like on Epidemic Sound or you're using something in the YouTube audio library, like you're using something that is supporting an industry, it's supporting somebody, even if it's not supporting them very much. But the AI music feels like, I don't want to say uncreative, because like, is really picking someone else's song that creative? Like, not really.
Right.
But using a song that you generate, especially with, I think the lyrics is the part that I'm like the most, that kind of scare me the most. Like an instrumental, which you can also generate, feels fine. Like, whatever. You can ask it for a style, like if you want. Like, I can think of one thing off the bat. And this is like where my brain goes, is like, I paid a guy a couple years ago to make a theme song for Carp Tank. And it was kind of like a tropical jingle.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now you could just,
if I was going to do that again, I would try to figure out how to describe the style of something like that. And then I would just generate it a bunch of times until I got something.
Can you prompt it to do like things at specific timestamps for instrumentals? Like, could you ask it to like do a beat drop at like 7 seconds?
You can literally, you do brackets. So you can
that's
do like,
really
so
cool.
If you do like, you could do like a rap song. And you could say like intro and it'll do like one of those, you know, DJ Khaled. Wow. You can do, I'm telling you, just if you go through the list of public music people make and just look at what they're doing, you can essentially like learn how to program the
prompt engineer.
It honestly, it feels more prompt engineering than ChatGPT, because you can type it out and it follows your instructions.
And there's no like standard syntax. Like you're just trying. You can put in like anything. Like there's not like it needs
it
in brackets or like
probably hooked into like some GPT model.
Man, that's
Do you want to give me like a prompt?
Are we gonna do the music right now?
We'll do a demonstration.
I think this is so good. We probably should show people how good it is. If you haven't seen it already, you've probably seen it. If you've heard the gluing my balls to my ass or tugging on
tugging
my nips
on my
or
nips.
Shitting
the
on
classics.
Company time, you definitely have heard AI music. Whether you really, you definitely no, I don't know. Some people might not have realized.
Probably not
it.
Yet.
They might not have realized it.
Yeah, or it's not even like it hasn't really hit yet.
Do like a country song about someone ran over and killed my dog and I'm happy.
What
about
if we
it.
Get a theme song for Safety Third?
No, someone ran over my dog and killed it and I'm happy.
On Safety Third is a Safety Third extra. Yeah.
Someone ran over my dog
and killed it and I'm happy about it.
And I'm happy.
Upbeat country music
about it. Upbeat country.
And like, this is so insane. It's going to just deliver something that works. It's horrific.
Yeah. It doesn't even deliver stuff that like is passable. Like it's straight up good.
It's not only straight up like an actual song, they're bops. Like a lot of the music.
Should I say like beat drop 10 seconds in or something?
No, that one that you just, that the prompt you're doing now, I might be able to do that actually.
Someone ran over my dog and killed it and I'm happy about it. Upbeat country. Create.
Oh my gosh,
it feels like, I think like this is what, like when Mr. Green was doing stuff to Nigel, this is what it feels like. It feels like we're forcing a musician to do something they would never do. Like we're torturing somebody. This is like borderline evil, dude. Like imagine, you know, that if they allowed you to do like
now create
Taylor Swift or Katy Perry, you know the first thing everybody would do. It's like Taylor Swift's song about somebody running over my dog. And I'm happy about it. Like that's what I would do.
Oh.
It's, I don't know, dude. I'm scared. Someone hold me.
We all just right. need to make YouTube videos until we can't anymore.
I feel like I just need to make a bunch of YouTube videos so I can not worry about having to be forced retired.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I messed up. I refreshed the page. Someone ran over my dog and I'm happy about it.
And killed it.
Dog and killed it.
And I'm happy about it. Upbeat country music. So then it does like ChatGPT writes a script. I'm assuming it's probably something like ChatGPT. Yeah. I don't know how it works. And then it takes that and feeds it into another thing, which makes the lyrics and the instrumental right. on one.
Create
thing.
For real this time.
You can hear it sometimes.
It's so fast too.
Like it does this thing where it's like the music's all being generated at once. And so sometimes it does crazy shit. Like very rarely, but sometimes it goes on the fritz.
Yeah. And what does it do?
It just makes crazy sounds.
All right. The name of the song.
Yeah.
Generated bittersweet farewell.
Oh, here we go.
Melodic upbeat country acoustic.
All right. Let's see what we got.
All right.
Got
here we go.
The mobile interface is pretty bad.
Well, the sun was shining on that fateful day. I saw my dog running, chasing his own tail. But then a car came crashing through that dusty road. Took my little buddy, living life with such gusto. I should be sad, but there's a twist to this tale. You see, my pup was old, his body frail.
What came up with a reason for why you'd be happy?
Yeah, it's old.
So when that cop came along,
a cop?
Bittersweet farewell, my faithful friend. You're in a better place now where the pain's gonna end.
Holy shit!
On, your spirit lingers on.
Did it do it two at the same time? Do the other one. So it like generates two at a time, right? Like you can hear the voice here is like a little bit like grainy.
Well, the sun is shining.
This is way
cleaner. I saw my dog running, chasing his own tail.
Dude, if you told me this was a person, I wouldn't even think twice. Yeah.
The car came crashing through that dusty road. Took my little buddy, little life with such gusto.
Like, how long and how much money would it have taken to do this with people, with humans?
Minimum, probably like a grand. Minimum,
because then you need a guy to sing it. Yeah. You need like the
mix
instruments.
Even if it was like
MIDI instrumentals, like
someone writing it. Like I cannot imagine you could do this for less than like $1,000.
So it's like the dog was. You see, my pup was old, his body frail. He couldn't bark or wag his tail no more. So when that car came along, my heart gave a silent roar. So it's like. It even came up with like a justification.
Yeah, it like actually came up with a good reason for why you would be happy that your car got run over by a dog, and then it turns it into lyrics.
All right, scale 1 to 10, how cooked are musicians?
They just have to come up with something better than that.
in less than 15 seconds.
I think
it even generates an album cover too. So like there's like
the
bittersweet.
The dog at the sunset. Holy shit.
I'll send this to you.
It's I guess like there's still the aspect of like celebrity and like parasocial relations.
You've seen all these companies doing virtual influencers. Like Facebook still has one. I saw Jabril going off on Facebook today about how they're still
publishing. Get him, Jabril.
They like posted like some like the back shot of a woman like walking through Coachella, and it's like a virtual influencer.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, think about it. If a company, like if these big companies could, would they allow people to be influencers on the platform, or would they be the influencers on the platform?
Right.
God, this absolutely would be they would everything would be generated. Like we're like entering the Matrix, dude.
There's like an episode of Community where they have Subway, who I think was like a sponsor, like for NBC or whatever when it was on TV.
I saw that.
Yeah. So it was like in the show, they have Subway create a human avatar that's legally the Subway. So they're like Subway as a corporation through a complicated legal process has embodied itself in this person. And so it was like they had a student enroll in the school that was, for all intents and purposes, Subway sandwiches. Like, they changed his birth certificate and everything. So he was Subway. But like, now you could actually, like, it's a joke. Like, that's in like, what, 2010? Yeah. And it was a joke for like the idea that corporations could be treated like people.
Yeah.
And now you could just literally do that, where you could have like, this is the Subway lady.
Yeah.
And she's at Coachella.
I feel like it's almost like humanity is like
overrated.
Like,
we didn't need ourselves this whole time.
We're like,
hey, as long as I just keep getting, like, if I just get stuff in the mail, like,
as long as I have cool. my fucking presidential product supply come in every month.
We're like shooting ourselves. I feel like it's like shooting ourselves, like, not even in the foot. We're just shooting ourselves.
Yeah, but it's like, you've got, like, you know, like, market forces, environmental forces that are like forced, like we're walking towards the edge of the cliff because at every step is the next logical thing that we're supposed to do.
Yeah, to make money.
Yeah.
More money.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what do we do to make more money? And every company and their mother right now is doing AI.
Yeah.
And then collectively, we are making the world most likely a worse place, right?
No. I think better.
I can't wait till AI does the shit I don't want to do. Like, make music and make videos and make art. Oh, that's the only thing it does right now. It can't even drive. It can make music better than it drives a fucking car.
Well, eventually, it'll be able to, right, like, well, find cancer. What
musicians can be Uber drivers. Yeah?
They already are,
Alan. Wait, what about,
I feel bad for the musicians, but not the music industry at all.
No, the music industry might be worse than AI music.
Yeah.
Because Spotify was already pretty bad when it was just humans making music on the platform, right? Whereas, like, you just wouldn't get, like, any money per million streams.
Right, so nothing's changing. Hey. Do you see how it's, like, there's, like, this weird, like, exchange where everybody is kind of, like, there's an industry, there's, like, a financial source, and it's just getting traded off, like, a mm-hmm. baton. So it's, like, at first it's, you know, music.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Musicians back in the day, and you couldn't really distribute music, and so you would make money, I don't know, make just playing music live, right? And then people would record it and then you would sell it, but to do that you need a company, you know, you need like it takes a bigger amount of resources to like distribute music. So then you had, you know, like basically record labels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also just kind of, you know, giving a very simplified overview of this.
Oh no, I'm sure this is 100% accurate.
And then, you know, so now it's like the corporations that are controlling music are going to be making more money than the artists because they have sort of like the superior control. Yeah. And now we're, you know, it goes into streaming.
I just can't wait until I can spend $15 a month on my Sony subscription so I can hear Taylor Swift singing Romeo and Juliet, but all the instruments are kazoos instead.
I want Taylor Swift singing
then
about
I'll
how
be,
she
I'll
was,
be happy.
How she killed her frog with a hammer. With real crunching sounds.
I do wonder if at a certain point, like, if, I mean, the really fucked thing would be if artists could make more money licensing the rights to their voice than actually making more music, right? Like what if at one point Taylor Swift could somehow make more money by allowing you to make the fucking Froghammer song than actually making like new
right?
music?
I think that will happen. I don't think that will happen right now, but I think like, you know, like any artist when they get tired of it or they're too old, like that transition will happen where they just say fuck it.
It's like the likeness rights.
Yeah.
I mean the really weird thing then is that then once that is an AI thing, it can last forever. So like Taylor Swift could be dead for 3,000 years.
I think she probably already has been dead.
And her voice and her likeness could still be making whatever music is like right for the times. Forever and ever and ever. No new you celebrities. Realize, only celebrities from right now. No
you,
new
you
ones.
You realize who wins, right?
Us, the consumer?
Us, the consumer.
Yeah.
Because then we get Taylor Swift forever. I prefer the song where she hits kills her hamster with a hammer. The frog one is my second favorite, though.
I mean...
We're totally cooked.
I think there have been worse periods of human history. I think we've definitely had it worse.
I mean, this is AI can like find before, cancer so. In your body.
Can it?
Someday.
Can it? But you know what it can do?
It can sing.
It can make a Taylor Swift song about killing my frog with a hammer.
It can make it can sing a song to the doctor on how to operate the MRI machine.
Oops, I killed a patient.
Oops, I did it again. Basically, I ripped out his heart.
Yeah, I think my pessimism it says that if a corporation would do it, they will do it, right? Like, what's the best situation?
Yeah,
we don't have jobs. All the content is generated with a computer. If we're lucky, we reach some sort of like we'll become like a film shop, right? Where there's a lot of film shops that develop film, they go out of business because this film's not popular. But when enough of them die, the handful remaining.
Or we're going to be like Polaroid. They go out of business and then people save just a couple, just like enough people come together to save us.
Right.
And then we just barely get by.
It becomes like not cool, but then everything is so saturated, it becomes cool again.
Yeah, basically but what I'm saying.
It still means that most people need
to die.
It's
like the nostalgia of like a real person making something.
Yeah.
Because there's like, I think the community around like music and like stuff like this is like a big part of the fandom.
Yeah.
And it's probably harder to have a community when it's like when they're not real, but I'm a boomer. So who knows what the kids think?
If someone figured out how to make AI Taylor Swift, I think they can figure out how to solve that problem too.
Yeah, I mean people watch VTubers, so nothing is real anymore.
But they're
real people, I think.
All I know is that I'm going to not
maybe a lower class.
If you have kids, if you have kids right now, you need to completely revoke their internet access. I don't even know how to say that because it seems like such a drastic thing, but like if you are a kid on the internet right now, like if you have kids on the internet, like actually if they're really young, they're going to be fed some of the most insane shit that's completely computer generated that has like no human intervention at all. And I don't know who's supposed to do something about it. Is it the parent? Is it the platform? Because I'll tell you what, the people that are making the content are not just going to not do anything about it. They're going to keep doing it and they're probably going to make it worse because you know, look at like what's the pipeline at the end of the chain? What is something that always gets people's attention? Like sex and nudity.
Porn.
So like if you can like take that as your limit, put that at the end of the content, what happens? Mm-hmm. Like you can see where they're going to go and there's a point where somebody will stop them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't stop them, will they do it? Yes. And if that's the answer, they're not doing anything good for you. They're like they are explicitly trying to exploit.
I mean,
everything.
You can kind of like already do that.
What do you mean?
Like probably just like make deep fake porn of anything or anybody.
And then put custom music on top of it.
But I think that Ginger Cat's probably more appealing to a wider audience.
Yeah.
And it obviously gets views because there's so much of it. So it's like, I think that they're like min-maxing like exactly. It's like almost the dopamine button. It's like the rat that like has the like direct access to dopamine. It starves itself because all it does is push the button.
I have a theory about Ginger Cat.
They're going to figure it out.
I think it's Russia trying to make Americans into furries. I think it's like a long-term
Well, then why isn't it sexier?
Play.
Why isn't the cat sexier?
Oh, there are sexier.
There are
some sexy ones, Alan. Not only are they sexy, but they're incredibly sexy. That's why.
Turn America into femme cat boys.
They can't win a war anymore. They have boobs. That's not natural, but they have them.
Straight up human boobs.
Yeah.
Huh. I think that if the U.S. military was femme cat boys, it would somehow be scarier and more effective.
Yeah, especially if it was effective.
Like, what? I feel
that's actually like dystopian nightmare. It's like, yeah, come join us. We love each other. We're the perfect society. And then it's like bombs, bombs, bombs.
Someone should redo Starship Troopers. But I think the rest of it's probably self-explanatory. Imagine the shower scene, but it's all
femme cat boys.
Femme cat boys. If I close my eyes, I can imagine it.
I mean,
I'm gonna keep my eyes closed for a while.
Maybe there's like there'll be like a good like symbiosis of like kids who are raised on this content will start like thinking and talking like AI. You know, like how when kids watch too much of what is it, Peppa Pig, they get like a British accent.
I changed my mind. We should do AI if we can get rid of Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
and Caillou.
And so then they'll start like talking like AI does, and then people, when they complain like, oh, like it sounds AI generated, you won't have that anymore because people will sound like AI, and then AI will sound like them.
It's like some slow babble problem where like you have this like interference where like the AI talks and then the humans talk and like it can't keep up, and so then speech just becomes incoherent. So I think we got a request for an exhibit last time for Open Source. They were asking like what of the different things they should do.
Okay.
And the one that was the most interesting was the AI one.
Hmm.
Where we pitched to them to do like walkie-talkies where there's AI talking right. from like a war zone. Because I think that's like there's like an interesting art exhibit. Like for me, I think AI is great for doing like interactive experiences that couldn't really be done otherwise,
yeah.
like interactive in a dynamic way where you talk to the characters and the characters respond like a game, like a really immersive game,
yeah.
like The Matrix, you know.
By the way, that person that you're talking about is the person I was talking about on Discord that trained an LLM based on all their past Discord messages and released it, and I had no idea, and they still might be doing it. I have no idea.
So they were talking on Discord as a bot and nobody
yeah.
knew it was
wow.
a bot.
Wow. That's cool.
So yeah.
Wait, that was another theory we had. Like if you could oh shit, I shouldn't even say this. No, I should say it.
So I think it's going to be a cool open source exhibit.
I think that like the language models and the voice creation and the music creation, like the stuff is so good that you add a little bit of distortion to it, which is why I think the music works so well.
It's a little bit auto-tuned.
Yeah, half the time yeah.
And half the time it's auto-tuned anyway, so right. you can't tell.
Like a radio chatter,
mm-hmm.
you know, you've got like very, very lossy, you know, you're not carrying yeah, your full yeah, spectrum. Yeah. So the AI voices become like less obvious because there's so much distortion that your brain just... I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't, you know,
yeah.
like it works. Like you're disguising the
yeah through like a you know an old timey walkie talkie, like
right.
a war, like a military walkie talkie.
Right. So if you know, like we have a ton of exhibits right now. There's not a whole lot of. There's some AI stuff. There was like almost no AI stuff last year. But if you have any AI ideas that you want to bring to Open Source, that would be epic. Because I think we're on the crux of seeing some cool shit that is going to maybe lead to our downfall. And so we should enjoy it while, you know,
yeah, while it's still fun. While
like
it's
if
still,
you're going to
yeah.
get nuked and you know you're going to die because you don't have a bunker, like at least look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Go up on the roof.
Go up
you
on
know?
The roof.
Yeah.
Open a beer. Open 10 beers.
I mean, a live event. Can't AI generate a live event?
Can't
right?
AI generate a live event?
Open source, you can't. You could never do an AI open source.
Dude, humans can barely make live events. The application actually wait, when is this going out? Because the deadline for the application is coming out really soon. So if you want free tickets to Open Source and you want to, you know, access to the Friday night party, hang out with YouTubers and other people who make cool shit, who are all committing, you know, collaborating on the demise of humanity, you can go to opensource.com and apply to exhibit, and that's May 1st is the deadline. So hurry up.
Yeah.
Do it.
We should go over some of the exhibits. I haven't really seen that many yet.
I don't have any on hand right now.
Well, I mean like afterwards.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
Review some of your guys' submissions.
Yeah. If you are a programmer and want to make money, I have another AI idea for you. The Discord scams. If you hack into a Discord account, what are the things now, Kevin? If you download a file, like they tell you to download something they've made.
Oh yeah, they're like, hey, like my friend, like, you know, my friend and I have been working on this game. Like, can you download it and just tell me what you think? Just like try my new game.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Steam soon. You can yeah. have it for free.
So if you can hack into someone's account like that, then what you do is you download their entire chat history, train an LLM, and then you can scam the people in the servers that they're friends with by convincing them it's a real person.
Yeah. I mean, you almost don't even have to. I mean, I almost fell for it because it came from a person that I,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
kind
God.
Of
trusted enough.
Yeah. Trusted enough
trusted
that I, yeah, exactly.
Like, imagine
once I saw it was like a .exe file yeah. in a zip folder. I'm like, like I'm gonna.
Any communication you have with anybody right now mm-hmm. could potentially be a bot, a computer
right,
script.
Right.
Like actually,
yeah.
You know, your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your mm-hmm. friends. I mean, honestly, I think probably your friends is gonna be the worst. Like with Discord and stuff, where there's such
yeah.
a big chat history.
Thousands of messages, like
yeah. But like, imagine you know you're doing any sort of transaction with anybody, and they are impersonating somebody that you are familiar with, and they're doing it based on the history of the conversations you're familiar with. Like, what are you supposed to do?
like you'd have to just ask questions about something that you've never talked about before.
Right.
But then
like,
yeah.
How far does that go? Like, what do? You call them? Well, guess what?
Yeah. Guess what? You want like a picture of them holding up like today's current date or something? Guess what?
Guess what? You have to ask him first something crazy. Show me a picture of you holding a gun, blowing your brains out, and it like generates.
And then you know, like, wait, this is AI because you would have not been able to do it that quickly if it was not AI.
Yeah, yeah. write me an Arduino code that can turn an LED on and off. And it's like, sure, as a AI,
as your grandmother who knows nothing about computers.
That, I guess, yeah, that's the only way is to like ask all of your friends bizarre questions as if they were an AI and see how they respond.
Grandma, what's your recipe again for turning an LED on and off using an Arduino Uno?
Sure, here you go.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. My grandmother actually taught me this recipe. Digital right, pin 13.
Don't forget to set the rebounce on the button.
Thanks, Graham. Always in there with the little helpful baking tips.
Yeah, so I guess there's that. You'd ask them a question that you know that they would not be able to answer.
I feel like I've got a pretty good read on you guys. Like, I've got some sort of, we have the same like random seed generator in our brain where if I said say something that only Alan would say, I think I would know.
Probably if you what just, the fuck would I just, say that only I could say?
Come.
No, an AI, based off my chat history, AI could definitely say come. I don't know.
No way. You would like scream it though. You'd do all caps.
Come. Yeah. Come.
Turning one man's come into my come.
Yeah. The ultimate form, the ultimate masculine move.
The AI bot. Turning
their DNA into your DNA.
Yeah, you've completely humiliated them by eating their DNA and turning it into
your own. Who's the alpha now?
Yeah, dominance.
Scream Andrew Tate with one man's come dribbling.
The highest form of dominance.
Oh, that's alpha brain right there.
Yeah. Can AI come up with that?
No.
Probably. Maybe.
I don't think so. I think we're safe for a while.
Us specifically.
How about a song about Andrew Tate, how to become an alpha male, and that's the trick. What style would it be in?
Probably like, I don't know, like electronic dance? No. I'm just thinking about that cum song.
Corporate pop?
Corpo pop?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Corp pop?
Like a Renaissance accordion.
That'd be cool. Man.
Sea shanty.
Andrew Tate sea shanty. How to become an alpha male. And
Mongolian throat singing. Korean future acid jazz. Andrew Tate.
You think you could make it make like gargling like sounds?
I mean, maybe, right? It's within the range of human phonemes.
You could probably cheat it. I think I had to spell some stuff out like phonetically break it apart. Like I tried to say like I made a song about hot dogs. That's the one I wrote by hand. It's like this electro funk hot dog song. And at one point it says something about like denaturing the proteins, and I had to like spell denature in two words, and it still didn't do a great job with it.
Oh, because it couldn't. It just didn't know how to read it out loud.
Yeah.
Huh. You ever think about just retiring from your YouTube career and becoming like Joji, where you make music?
Well, no, not that part. Well,
an aspiring AI mutist.
Yeah, you just become a music prompt engineer, and then
yeah,
you
your
just
commissions
start
are now
songs.
Open.
Is it any worse than being a DJ though? Right?
I never really understood DJs.
It's just like mixing music together.
You're an artist, but your medium is like songs that already exist, which is like, you know, if you're making songs, you're already using like, you
it's
know,
like
sounds
theater.
That exist.
You're like, yeah, I'm an artist. I show other people's movies.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's what editing is, right? If you put together a compilation of footage to make it, that's editing. Like, it's existing material.
There is an art to DJing. I think if you're good at it, you like, number one, you're like reading the crowd.
Yes.
Number two, you're trying to seamlessly transition between songs so they'll like match the BPMs.
Yeah.
And then like fade between and stuff. And then probably if you're really good, then you're almost making a little bit of like remix or some techno in there.
Yeah, but it's like happening live essentially, right? Like it's almost like it's like improv, but you're, you know, doing it through a playlist, a set list.
This as somebody who's never DJ'd before. It's actually probably
you've
pretty
never
difficult.
You've never even played with a
record table? Like a
Yeah. See, that's art.
Yeah, they probably can't do that sound. Yeah. Can they do that sound in this music AI generation?
Dude, you can just like put letters in there and it'll it's crazy.
The number one song for a while was Cat, and it was just like cat.
But it was a bop.
It was great.
I mean, I guess there is, if you were really good at, because at this point you said like you're writing your own lyrics and you're figuring out the best way to describe the song that you want to make.
That's awesome. It's like a creative tool for you.
It's a creative tool that I would be ashamed to ever like publicly.
Well, I got news for you, Will.
What? You gonna do it?
I mean, you're admitting to it right now.
No. I don't mean like admitting to it. I mean like presenting it in a capacity where I'm expecting people to perceive it as good. Like if I did it, it would be a joke. But like, imagine people in their YouTube videos making like custom music with lyrics and stuff that's like sort of way too good and too specific. It's just gonna feel like unoriginal.
I mean, it does. The lyrics are all, they're kind of a little bit like maybe too, I would say like, you know, corporate. Or like they don't make too much sense a lot of times.
I think it's right at this moment, it's kind of new enough where it's kind of really funny for just even existing. Because Code Bullet just did one where like sort of while he's almost as coding montages and transitions, he has presumably AI generated songs about like what exactly he's doing in the code. And it's funny because it's like it's fresh, it's new. Yeah. But like I think once it gets a little like that'll become old really
fast.
That's
what I'm worried about is like once it saturates, then all music is gonna feel like less interesting. I think the way people seem to be using AI music now is just for comedy.
Yeah.
Where you're breaking music. You're essentially like taking this thing that's, I don't wanna say sacred, but like hard to do and making a mockery of it because it's now easy to do. I think the instant people start doing serious songs, I don't know. I don't really know. It's more of the art side of it. I think
it's a really good time right now. I think right now is pretty good.
If you haven't played with any AI music stuff, you can have a lot of fun for several hours. If you need something to do, go do that. I don't think it even costs anything for the free accounts.
You just have a very limited number of credits per day.
Okay. I think because that's what
happened.
Songs per day.
Yeah, that's what happened. Was I played around with it and like just that little taste? I was like, I'm paying for this. I need more.
I didn't even run out of credits before paying for it. I made like, I immediately paid for it.
Yeah,
I ran out, but it was also because I was like, once I was like, oh wait, I could put.
Dude,
more
that's it's
in
like
the
it's
video,
like heroin. It's like literally, you get a taste of it, and you're like, I want more.
This is why I don't use TikTok, dude. I feel it in my brain, and even with doing this, I was like, this is the coolest thing I've done almost maybe ever. Like imagine waking up in the morning. It's like straight up like born like isekai, born another world. Mm-hmm. Like you wake up in the morning and you're just good at music. Like of course you're gonna spend the whole fucking day making music. And you're just like, I don't deserve this.
Wow, you're Spider-Man fucking crawling up the walls right now. You wake up and you're buff and you have good eyesight.
the worst part
becomes you can play the accordion.
I'm like a spider now. I don't have a penis.
I just fill my hands with jizz and punch females with it.
That's our code word. That's how we know. AI Alan would never say that.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think that I don't know, man. I don't know. I haven't been this confused about something in a very long time.
I think it's very cool. I think it's very fun right now. And I think that that's the only time we ever had was right now. But now it's sort of even apparent.
Enjoy it right now while you can. Go play with AI music. Enjoy it. Because I think in the next couple months, it's going to get real old real fast.
Yeah.
It's a whole new meta, dude. The instant like music is going to just become sort of weird, I think, online. It's going to be used. You're going to get some really good memes. You're going to get some great stuff out of it.
Yeah.
And then it's just going to turn into like the TikTok voice. Like anytime you hear a song that has anything to do with the content, like specifically, you're going to be like AI generated and you're going to not give a shit about
it. For sure.
It is. I don't know. Something's going to die. Something's dying right now.
We just don't know what exactly yet.
Did you see the one I made? I don't even want to post any of this shit because it's like I feel so conflicted about it.
Which one specifically?
I was like, what's the worst thing I could do? It's not the worst thing I could do, but it was like the first thing I thought of. You know the videos of horse eating chicks?
Yeah.
I had it make a song, a kid's song about horses eating chicks.
Well, that's educational. You should know about
that. And then I like downloaded three clips of horses eating chicks and then stuck the music on top of it. And I was like, this would do really well on TikTok probably.
Yeah. definitely. If you had like the lyrics pop up on screen too. Yeah.
Because it's like, it's so specific. It feels like, oh man, someone made this funny
just
song.
Publish it, pussy. Just publish it.
No.
Why do not?
It. I refuse.
Why not?
You can publish it.
I'll download it off Discord right now.
Where do I put it?
Just TikTok. Make a new TikTok.
Put it on your TikTok.
What? Not putting on my TikTok. Only good things go on my TikTok.
Is that why you haven't put anything on TikTok?
I posted one the other day. It's a drill press. I'm drilling a hole and the drill bit explodes. And it has like 200 views.
You need to put the horse, the chick one on there now, because that's going to get like 2 million views.
I can't do it. It's just, it's so like, even though like that one actually did work, it was still like 5 minutes of work.
Which
should have been like days of going back and forth with somebody who can actually make music was 5 minutes. And it just feels like, dude, I don't know.
Too easy.
Feels too easy, I think.
Well,
feels wrong. Like imagine at that
point.
You
composed it, you know.
I didn't even change
the lyrics. Brought it all together. It's like you had the vision and you brought it together.
Oh, here. What if you make it a TikTok, but you preface it like it's you talking about how you did this and how it's horrifying, and then it plays through.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
There, do that.
I feel better about that.
Yeah, and that would probably still do pretty good if people can get.
And then
through
people
the first
would just they
seconds.
Would cut the part, the commentary out, and
repost it.
I was gonna say
50
all right,
million views.
You do that, and I'll post it just how it is, and we'll see which one does better.
The one probably that's just the.
I think that's educational. I think that's good for kids. I think
the only upsell I have, it does feel a little bit like directing, where are telling people what to do, but the people you're talking to is a computer.
Yeah. It's still, you still have to do something.
Yeah.
And you didn't AI generate the videos of the horses eating.
No,
the chick.
I stole those.
Oh, yeah. Just.
I filmed my own. I went and made my own videos of it.
Got a horse, got some baby chicks, dude, and just fucking
didn't feed the horse for like 5 days and then released a bunch of baby chicks into the paddock.
Yeah, I have a clip of a squirrel eating a dead duck. I could probably put some AI music over that. Because I guess squirrels will just do it's nasty too because its cheeks still get full.
Oh
yeah, and so it's like there's not nuts in those cheeks. It's just fucking gut flesh. Yeah,
that's another thing Aeon wouldn't say.
I think
that ain't nuts in those cheeks.
But the problem is I've just said it, and if someone trains it on like all the shit I've said on Safety Third, like it could probably come up with something like this.
Yeah,
right? we're feeding the machine right now.
You know, the worst part is we're probably feeding it more than most people.
Yeah. I mean, just the amount of images of us, the amount of like video, the amount of like, the only thing though is that like if it's gonna, if you train like an LLM on all this stuff, it's going to turn into the content versions of us, not like the real. I mean, this is like, it's not like too different from what we normally talk about, but it is like, it's polished. It's like it's going to be a weird version of us.
Like kind of robotic. I think that the organicness is the only thing that's going to save any of like YouTube at all. I was at family's house the other day though. And I think I said this last time, like the YouTube videos they were watching were like completely AI generated, automated. Like the script was AI.
That's what people want.
The audio was AI.
That's what you want.
It was just stock footage of different places you should visit. And I'm I don't know, man. That was really I started feeling cooked. And then like a week later, the AI music shit. And I was like, super cooked. This past couple of weeks has been a bit of a spiral for me.
Yeah, but you get to work on a YouTube video that has to publish. Have already been published by the time this comes out. Or maybe just it'll come out days after this publishes.
Yeah,
all of us, we're in a pact.
Mm-hmm. I almost did it too.
Yeah.
I know. And then the text came in and it said, "Don't do it. Don't publish." No,
I was mad. They didn't say don't do it. They said don't publish yet.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
I was mad.
I get to live another week.
Because it was like, dude,
it was close. It was really close. Like, you know,
should we show more of the songs? I feel like we should give more examples.
All right.
Do
another one. I have
which
to go
one?
Let's
which
do
one?
It while it's still fun.
Which
yeah.
one?
Wait, no, do one about.
Should we do one of the ones we made already?
Yeah, what do we got?
Crazy Alan Pan.
There's the.
there's no fucking way.
Mom Snatcher, Healthy Habits, Tough Love, Goats in the Sea.
Wait, what's Mom Snatcher? I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, me neither.
That's the Bill Nye one.
Oh yeah,
not Bill Nye.
Bill Nye's like fucking my mom.
Wait, that sounds all sweet. I want to hear that.
Okay.
My plane. Ow, listen up, this is a story about a science guy. Hell nah, always rocking that bow tie. But let me tell you, man, it's no surprise. He keeps stealing my mom right before my eyes. He rolls up in his lab coat, flashy like a star.
Did you write these lyrics or did it write these lyrics?
Both.
Clever. Just card, but I ain't fooled. I see through his disguise. Bill Nye, you can't keep taking what's mine. Somewhere Bill Nye has just gotten the weirdest erection. He doesn't know why.
And it basically ends by saying he ran over your dog the other night.
I had it right after that, I did a drop,
and then it's supposed to say Bill Nye the dog runner over guy, but it did like 30 seconds of instrumental and then said it. It just does like this over and over again, like Bill, and then it's sort of broken and you can't really control it. Dude, every single one of these you can make like a great song in like 30 minutes. And you could make an album in like half a day. You could crank out two albums a day.
But I mean, to artist credit, none of this would exist without artists' work to train these models on.
All right.
So in a way, the artists are the real heroes.
I love how Mickey Mouse has been like protected for like perpetuity with copyright. And then everyone now that doesn't have that legal protection literally just gets everything stolen and totally cooked.
All right, I just spent 15 seconds on this one, and this is the new official outro to the Safety Third podcast.
All right, let's hear it. We gather around the mic with sparks in our eyes. A group of mad scientists chasing the highs. Backyard scientists mixed together. I don't know how it knows that.
Because it's the entire internet.
Wait, you didn't tell it that Backyard Scientist was part of it?
Oh. Very generous of Big Nigel.
I said Nile Red sometimes. Some of the lyrics are just kind of lame.
It does. It has this problem with... Like the instrumental gets like merged with the lyrics.
Hmm. Like, what is this? No fear in our hearts, pushing the limit, exploring all our parts.
Yeah. See, this is where you would go in here and just like change it to be super cursed. Like,
is the AI trying to push for something here? Is there an agenda? The AI agenda.
Yeah, turn us all into femboys. Yeah, this is Russia and China.
You take this, you let the first like bit of it be normal, and then it just starts getting like unhinged. Yeah, that, I mean, I don't know. That's probably like the most fun that you could have with this is just like taking something and almost making a parody song. I tried making parody music a long time ago when I was like in high school, and it's hard. It was bad. Stuff was bad.
What I'm trying to say is I'm hungry. I just heard the food get here.
Oh,
it's been an hour.
Let's go!
Can't replace food with AI.
All right. Extra for this week. It should be coming out pretty soon. It should be the carbonating stuff.
Carbonating stuff.
So go watch that after this.
We bought a carbonator, and we stuck the worst things you could possibly stick into a carbonator. Came out really good, actually.
Yeah. Can't AI generate that?
Yeah, you probably could.
All right, so go watch the new extra and then come back and watch everything else. Yeah, go.
What's up?
On our Patreon.
Patreon.com/trash taste.